as far as I'm out, eh? Great. Often wanted to see the place, you know? Now, come on, boat, sit still. Right, well, thanks go out there to Mike Ross and, of course, to Terry Davis of The Last Doings. Quite an exciting day aboard the Meebo, too. More on that later. Supposed to be a Monday, July... July? I think it's November, Paul. Yes, I would believe it. November the 22nd. Good evening to you. It's Paul Dave, Mike Side, till the hour 12 midnight. Swinging Europe thing. I just stood up and lost me chair. Alrighty. Gonna go get a hammer and some nails and nail the old chair down this evening. Well, as I mentioned, it's a very good evening to you. Swinging Europe time at 4 minutes past the hour, 10 o'clock. More music. Started off with the Music Maker, naturally. This is Johnny Nash, and Dream Master says re-release it. So you better re-release it, Dream Master says. Always right. Falling in and out of love. Let's listen out to Johnny Nash. Good evening. Johnny Dye. 6 and a half after 10 o'clock evening time. And he keeps falling out of love, you see. Hard Eye Music Maker. Dynamic Sound was released in the early part of 1971 this year and deserves to be a hit, so that's why everyone's plugging in on board the Radio Ship Meebo 2, which is presently floating up. Moving up the North Sea, rather slowly but surely. I have a confession to make, so stay tuned. I want you to hear it.
An R&I smash play.
After all, it's not often Paul May makes an apology. Shocking Blue now. Titled Out of Sight, Out of Mind. Swinging Europe time. Good evening.
Love comes very easy.
Out of sight.
Out of sight, none of mine. So says the shocking blue there on Radio North Sea International, where it happens to be, well, 10 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. And as I was just sitting around doing nothing, somebody spilt some beer on the bottom of the chair, you see, all over the carpet. And it's all sticky. I think it was a Mike Ross thingamabob, because I think he wanted to keep the chair from sliding back and forth. So he said, I'll make the carpet sticky, you see. But he didn't think of people getting their shoes stuck to the doggone carpet. I'll have to have a long talk with that boy.
You're driving with music in.
Paul May. Roof driving is a full-time occupation. It takes your full attention every minute you're behind the wheel. If you fail to realize this, then hear this startling fact. 99% of all road mishaps are caused by the other guy. Are you the other guy?
A little trouble talking there at the beginning, didn't you, kid? Yeah. 11 minutes past 7 o'clock, so we can gear up time for Radio North Sea International. Blood, Sweat and Tear, former Brian McKenzie hit pick. Now it's chart bound. Lisa, listen to me.
Once a girl I knew, all alone and unprepared. Everyone she knew, running scared. Then she found. Never heard before. He said, listen, listen, baby, don't you know where you belong? Darling, Lisa, you can tell me you've been silent for too long. Once another man took her on a younger day. All a young girl can do is pray. Then she found.
Listen to me, the sound of Blood, Sweat and Tears with David Clayton Thomas, former Brian McKenzie hit pick on Radio North Sea International, the traveling Meebo too. I think I dedicated this one to Dave Fortescue and Diane. Hello, my good people. Cracklin' Rosie, Neil Diamond.
Cracklin' Rosie, get on board. Don't you know?
You got the way.
Diamond right there, talking about Cranklin' Rosie, 10:16 and a half from Radio Dulcie International, swinging Europe time with Paul Bay, and, well, I guess it's about time I get serious. I guess it's about time I get something off my chest, too. Well, it's not often I apologize for my on-air performance, which can be bad at times, I must admit, but I feel for all those that heard the 7 o'clock news bulletin must have thought, what a bad performance. Also, a rundown of what actually happened on board the Mebo 2 for the day. And I guess my only defense is, even though it might sound poor, but basically I was scared silly for my life this morning when the action took place, as I imagine most of the disc jockeys were. And I think it just got hold of me between the hours of 6 and 7. You know, you kind of put it off in your mind that nothing's going to happen, and then your nerves grab hold of you, and that's basically what they did this evening. It may be a poor excuse, but, well, I think I defy anyone to come out here and go through what the rest of the disc jockeys did and sit behind a microphone and sound happy and gay. And it's rather difficult. Anyway, I felt badly about it, and there were a lot of people interested in knowing what the activity was on board the Mebo 2 today. So I thought I'd give you a quick rundown on the highlights of what happened. So I guess in summing up, though, we can actually... The activity involving the Radio Ship Mebo 2 on this Monday, November the 22nd, was that of a frightening but a concerning incident. It was about 10 minutes of 8 this morning that it all started. Our anchor chain snapped under the pressure of a Force 11 northwest storm, which had battered us for the last 32 hours. Now, for those people that know the sea, know that a Force 11 northwest is no funny experience, believe you me, because the boat was going up and down and completely being engulfed by waves. For the last 32 hours now, mind you. Now, this was too much for the anchor chain, apparently, and it snapped. And at the moment, we're being towed, as most people know. Well, we came adrift after the chain had snapped. We're heading down the coast into the beaches off the coast of Holland, which could have been dangerous. I'll go into that a little deeper later on. But all the crew, including the DJs, were awoken and told to gather on the bridge. Now, Captain Harteville had already sent out our Mayday call to Skavenham Radio, which handles all emergency calls for the country of Holland. For the people living in England that don't know what Skavenham Radio is all about. About 8 o'clock Central European time this morning, program ceased from R&I with a distress call put out by Leo the Lion, or Leo van der Groot. Just after 8:30, the first lifeboat by the name of the Bernard van Leer was alongside us. Now, owing to the rough seas, it could not stay close for too long. Attempts were made to get the disc jockeys off, or it was thought that the we could abandon the ship at that point. But we chose not to, and the lifeboat moved away. I think it was more the rough weather than the disc jockeys having to say, no, I don't want to go, because nobody really stood up and said, no, I'm not getting off the boat. I'm going to stay with it till the end. It's just the fact that the sea was too rough, and the lifeboat was having a time staying even, you know, remotely close to us to make a halfway decent attempt in jumping off. Anyway, we also at this time had an aircraft, which was the Neptune 211 from the air base Valkenburg, which was flying above us, and he gave us hope, believe you me, because he was our only tie
with what we thought was with land at the time, the plane flying above us. Attempts were made to start our engines, and we tried to turn our head, our bow, that is, into the wind. This process took up to an hour to complete, being that the engines are compressed by air to start, and it was very difficult to start them under the extreme circumstances that we were under. With the coast and the sandbanks but a few miles away and the fair being beached, which would have seen the end of the Mebo 2, believe you me, Captain Hartevelt and the crew managed to turn the bow into the storm with the engines running at this time, thus beginning a slow but successful move away from the shore. Attempts were also made by the crew to drop one of the spare anchors in hopes of holding us in one position. Now, we managed to do this, in dropping the anchor, that is, but this did not do the job. Now, the anchor was then cut. It was holding our progress of making headway into the storm to get away from land. Skaven and Radio at this time checked in again with us and said if the need arise to abandon the ship, then the helicopter was standing by. And that I know is fact because I was up there on the bridge at that time. And of course Leo and Nico, the English staff owes a lot to because they interpreted what was happening and kept us well informed. So I thank those two gentlemen very sincerely. Our only hope in saving the ship was the assistance of a very large tug, large enough to tow us away from any danger, which would be, we'd been told by Skaven and Radio at this time that it was on its way from Rotterdam. The ship at this point had drifted almost 3 miles from its original site, which you left just about 4 hours ago at this time. The time was 2:45 in the afternoon, and the tug, which we had waited for, was now in sight, and the process of tying up was now underway. The tugboat is called the Smith Bank, which is at present towing us to our place of anchor, hopefully, off the coast of Skavenham, which is 4 miles off the coast of Skavenham. At the present time, we're heading northwest and up the coast, and if you heard the 10 o'clock news bulletin, you heard Terry give the position, we're just a little north of IJmuiden. Now, I would like to take this opportunity to personally thank, that is, Captain Hartevelt and the crew for the fantastic job that they do. They did this afternoon, and I'm sure I'm speaking for the entire English staff and the Dutch DJ staff on board. Our thanks also go out to the two lifeboats, the Bernard van Leer and the Kogan Juliana, for their assistance this morning, and I hope I have those names correct. I'm not too good at Dutch. And for the Neptune 211, which was the aircraft that gave us hope, you know, it's flying above us. And, of course, the best of luck to the Smith Bank, which is about 2 miles in front of us, towing the old Mebo back to home. So that's the rundown, basically. As Terry said, we're just north of IJmuiden, and we'll keep our transmitters on the air 24 hours a day. We'll have a special Skyline program for you this evening, or should I say tomorrow morning. Keep all people informed on what's happening on Mebo 2. So that's a quick rundown, and as I say, nerves, I think, got the better of me when I tried to say that same thing at 7 o'clock, and I do apologize sincerely, but I don't know, you know, it's very difficult to sit here and explain your feelings if you really haven't been in the experience, I mean, to somebody else that hasn't gone through what you've gone through. So anyway, my deepest apologies, and hope you bear with me. Right, the time now is 10:23 and a half from R and I, and let's do this.
Rob Eden.
He's off on shore leave. Lucky, Rob.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga.
Could you believe it? This is Jonathan King.
Ooga, ooga, ooga.
He's hooked on a feeling.
Ooga, ooga.
I can't stop ooga, this ooga, feeling.
Ooga, ooga, ooga.
Deep inside
ooga, ooga,
of me.
Ooga, ooga, ooga.
Girl, you just ooga, ooga, don't realize
ooga, ooga,
what you
ooga,
do to me.
Ooga, 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 ooga.
When you hold me
ooga, ooga,
in your arms so tight,
ooga,
you let me know
ooga, ooga,
everything's alright. Another all alone.
Ooka, ooka,
keep it up, girl.
Ooka, ooka,
yeah, you
ooka,
turn
ooka,
me on.
Ooka, ooka.
Ah,
hooked on a field, and there goes Jonathan King at 2026 from Swinging Europe and Radio North Sea International, the traveling Super 2-2-0 radio for you on this, what happens to be a Monday evening, a nice way to start off a week, nice and thrilling, you see. Anyway, I forgot one particular thing that I was going to thank, and that was Scavenham Radio, or as they say it in Dutch, Scavenham Radio. For their assistance, and we thank you and we appreciate it very much. And another point I wanted to point out, which another fact actually, is that most of the DJs had been up since early Sunday morning, you see, to do world service. And of course, Sunday evening is the time we usually get together and talk about some things, and that's exactly what we were doing. Now, I hit the kip about 5:30, and I was up by 8:20 when the chain actually snapped. I heard it, and actually I hit my noggin, you see. It was quite anyway, that's another story. And most of us didn't go to bed, so we've been up for almost 24 to 36 hours continuously. But never mind, we'll bring it to you. That's what they say, David Rogers would say. That's offshore radio, so they would, wouldn't he? He's not here to enjoy it, is he? A very good evening to you, David. You happen to be listening. And a very good evening to you, Rob. 10:28 the time, and this is the Martha Reeves Vandellas.
You're shiftless and you're lazy, just like that hound dog Daisy I had when Grandma too old to scorn me. Dear old auntie warned me, you sure was no good for me, honey child. But your kiss is sweeter than the cake that grandma used to bake. Oh, them sweet little things about you, sure now take the cake. You ain't gonna amount to nothing, but you ain't gonna work for nothing. Without you I'm good for nothing, honey child. Honey child, you're about to drive me.
Honey child, to keep making me run wild. The sound of Arthur Reed and Della's for you and our hit bag material. Time now at Radio North Sea International. Happens to be 10:30. And this is the sound of R&I. With transmissions in the medium wave at 220 meters, 1367 kilohertz. Gonna be short tonight, you see. And FM, channel 44, 100 megahertz. R&I is broadcasting from the radio ship Mebo 2. Just moving up the coast of Holland. Actually, we're 24 miles north of Scavenham. About about 6 miles off the coast of a place called Imouden. This is Radio Nordsee International. Super 220 Radio on your dial 21. Let's make it 24 hours a day on this Monday to keep you informed.
Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. This is an R and I backtrack.
Jagger, Rolling Stones music. That'll jump a Jack Flash for you. Monday evening music. More music coming your way from Super 220 Radio on a Monday, as mentioned before. Yes, being towed up the coast. Too thrilling.
Oh.
What a life as a disc jockey. These are the Platters, chart-bound and titled With This Ring.
Yeah, with this ring, I promise I'll always love you, always love you. With this ring, I promise I'll always love you, always love you. They used to call me the wanderer, with this ring, I promise I'll
23 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock here with Paul Bay and a swinging Europe time. And actually, there's been so much excitement that I forgot to do Joop's happy birthday request. Joop is one of our engineers, and Joop is on the other crew and went off on the Thursday tender. Ashley said, would you do me a favor, Paul, and would you wish my father a happy birthday? Will do, Joop.
Happy birthday to you.
Mr. DuPaul, Viken Dunnervog. Beaverwijk, and I hope I pronounced that right. A little bit of Dutch thrown in right there. Very happy birthday to you, Mr. DePaul. DePaul. We got a very special record lineup for you.
Let it go.
Thought you might like something slow, Olivia Newton-John.
It's my love to take off.
Olivia Newton-John right there with a nice track entitled Down the Banks of the Ohio, and that was produced and arranged by Walsh and Ferrer of Marvin Walsh and Ferrer, which can't be bad. Anyway, that was going out to Mr. DePaul, I'll get it right, Mr. DePaul, Viken Dunnervog in Beaverwijk, and that's Joop's father. So very, very happy birthday from everyone on board the Meebo, too, and Al, my only advice to you, don't drink too much, all right?
All right. Today.
I thought maybe that would get a few giggles somewhere. 19 before 11 o'clock, Paul May Showtime from R and I. Actually, it's a swinging Europe thing. Four Top Supremes now, and you gotta have a little love in your heart. Track from the Return of the Seven, Magnificent Seven, that is. Say, my little one, you're going to have a little love in your heart. So say the Four Tops and the Supremes on Swinging Europe. And what a great number. That's coming from the album called The Return of the Magnificent Seven. And that can be found on the flip side of Glad About It, the brand new 45 release by the Supremes. Four Tops, follow up to Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Anyway, Renee Nolsey International for a Monday. How you doing there, little one? And hope everything's moving along just fine for you. And actually, one point I failed to bring out in the highlights of the day when R and I recommenced broadcasting. Well, that was about 4:24 this afternoon, and it was Dream Master, and of course Nico Steenbergen was the first one to have the honors of taking out the microphone once again. Anyway, I think we can dedicate this following number not only to my very good friends of Chris Kennell and his wife Jenny, but also to that something like 7-8 hours that R and I was, well, the Super 220 spot, silent. Sounds of Silence. Simon and Garfunkel.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my
Garfunkel with a song that's rather appropriate for the 8 hour, 9 hours that we were off the air, The Sounds of Silence. And during that time of Sounds of Silence, it was fascinating, or should I say, I can look back on it and laugh at some of the things, but believe you me, all of us were shaking in our little trousers. It was that one kind of a day, but I think one of the funniest things that happened was the lifeboat came aside and they made all attempts, good-natured attempts to get alongside of us, and the captain, and I think it was a fit of panic, said, jump! Well, it was Leo, Brian, and myself standing out on deck, just outside the door of the bridge, and I just grabbed onto the nearest pole. I said, nobody's making me jump into that little thing, because they had a net out, you see, and they were going to catch us, supposedly. But the closest they'd got was, I mean, right next to us, and it was there for about 2 seconds. Now, if you hesitated, well, they would have been fishing you out of the sea. But as that was one of the funniest things, and the
the things that were thrown back at the captain on that one. It had to be there. It was one of those that had to be there, but that was one of the funniest things. 11 before 11, double time check for you on Swinging Europe. Good evening to you.
Radio North Sea.
A little Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5, has a brand new number out. Solo shot for him. Stalled, I gotta be there. Material from Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5, Baby, I Want to Be There. Radio NLC International, Super 220 Radio. Plowing its way up the coast of Holland, north, you say? Under the assistance of Smith Hay. Yes. Good morning, Brian. I'm glad you could get up. How are things going over there, mate?
I'm fine, mate.
You're fine?
Yep.
Are you feeling all right?
Yeah, I'm feeling... I'm okay. How are you?
You're looking a little green, that's all, mate.
Yeah?
That's from fright. I know it.
It's something to do with fear, I think.
Fear, yes. It does something to you. Actually, well, no, I was going to play a record for all those the crew members on the Smith Bank there, the one that's towing us, so I hope they're listening. And, we'll get you, it's 12 midnight, right, Brian, for Notesy at Night?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
That's good. And then we go with Skyline, special edition of Skyline, right through till 6. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, that'll be first dual language thingamabob with Leo van der Groot and, of course, Michael Ross. And sounds interesting. That'll be from 3 until 6 this evening, this morning, good people. As mentioning, this is going to be played for all the people on the Smith Bank. Chinatown music, move!
Bury a jar of shower sink when the girl is born. Surely enough, the wine will age till she's fully grown. Enough, the world will end. While
Right, that's The Move, the follow-up to a thing called Tonight. It's entitled Chinatown. And actually, my good friend, I've come on to say that we have three new spots starting in the swinging Europe, Proggy. Tell you about one right now. We're going to have a Lady of the Day thingamabob. So if you'd like to be Lady of the Day, and you'll have your name and address and things like that read out on the air that evening, we'll have it one a day. You see, Lady of the Day, rather intelligent, yes? So, if you'd like to be our Lady of the Day, all you have to do is write into yours truly, Paul May, at P.O. Box 117 Hilversum in Holland. Now, the only thing you have to do is tell me why you'd like to be Lady of the Day. And we're still working on it, and there's a possibility that maybe there'll be a little prize connected with it. So, plus the honor of having your name read out and being our Lady of the Day, which we salute you, you see? So that'll be a spot coming up starting December the 2nd on Swinging Europe.
Terry Davis, Hit Pick.
Tony Joe White, Delta Love.
Oh, they came across the Delta and got together one time again and camped out on the land about 100 miles from New Orleans. And the glow of a campfire, I saw a man, his children and his wife. Like the others, they had come to get away from the hectic life. Delta love, will you be the last? Has this become a thing of the past? I know that you can feel it too. You're having a hard time coming through. Has this become a thing of the past?